Do 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 do. Baba do boop bop 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 bop, trilling and singing. This is for a fan, Lan from Vietnam, who said, please don't sing anymore. I just did. Sing, sing, sing. Hi, Tran. Anyway, sorry. I don't want to lose this opportunity with you guys, and I was lucky I didn't miss this movie by Chris Evans, Captain America. Great film, great film. Yeah, I want to do a lesson with you today about miss and loss. You notice I used two examples when I said, I don't want to lose time with you, and I don't want to miss, or I didn't miss the movie. Why? Because many students make a common mistake of using miss and loss. They might say something like, I lose my bus today. That is why I'm late. I can understand why they would say that, because in English, miss and loss mean something similar. It means, hey, Mr. E, how are you? You don't have something, right? You don't have something. But they come at it from different angles. When I lose something, it means I have less. See? I have less of it, or there's a reduce, okay? But when I miss something, I don't hit or I don't connect. The target is here. Target is where you're aiming or what you want to hit. But we move, we miss, so we do not hit the target. We should go here, but we go here. You miss, okay? So there's not a hitting or a connection. So that's the basic lesson we're going to do today. Lose and miss. What are the differences? How are they the same? So you can speak like a native speaker. Are you ready? Let's go to the board. All right. Now, I've talked about basically what they mean. Miss means to not hit something, right? Or not make a connection to something. Well, when you lose something, it means you can't find it. It's missing. Or there's a reduction. But there's another difference as well. Let's talk about the grammar. We use them differently grammatically. And we're going to work on this now. Lose. Lose is an irregular verb. What that means is it doesn't follow the standard order or the usual way we do things. Add an S, right? Lose, loses, to the present tense, ing or ed. It's an irregular verb. So when we talk about the past, okay, so lose, the base form, loses, oops, sorry, before I lose my mind, I think I lost my mind here, loses, as in he loses everything, lose, base form, losing, when you're in the middle of present continuous, but the past form is lost. We change it. It makes it irregular, okay? Now, that's the verb form when we use it, the action. But when we talk about noun, we change this word lose to loss, okay? Notice the E becomes an S. They are similar in that something you cannot find or do not have anymore. Here's an example of using loss. His death was a loss to the company. Notice we use an article to tell you this is a noun, okay? And he is no longer here. Remember I said there's a reduction or less of something? So that's what we have with loss when we use it as a noun. Now we're going to go over to miss, and we're going to look at the grammar for that. Mr. E is a little confused, but should be finished by now, okay? Ready. Miss. It's a regular verb. So miss, misses, right? You got misses. M-I-S-S-E-S, like Mississippi, double S here, right? Missing and missed, no problem there. As a noun, unlike lose, it keeps the same form. So it can be a bit confusing for people because they say miss and miss and they think, oh, noun or verb. Well, actually, it's easy. We go here. The new TV program will be a hit or miss. Once again, we've got an article to tell us. So you don't have to worry, really. You just look for the article with this. It's a noun or verb, miss watching or miss going, miss the da-da-da, the usual verb endings, and you know it's verb. Cool? All right. So we're going to take a second. Magically, I'm going to come back. And what's going to happen is we're going to look at the combined differences between miss and loss, and I'm going to clear up that confusion. Ready? Hey, did you miss me? I'm back. All right. So, the board has changed and we have to continue our lesson. So we talked about not making connection when we talked about missing. And then with loss, we talk about reduction, right? So let's go to the board over here. We got our lost over here. Okay. Lose. And we've got over here, what do we have? We have miss. Okay. So let's talk about differences and similarities. I said before, what is similar and why students make the mistake is something is not there or you don't have something. But I love the word similar because it tells me there's something different and I need to know that. We noticed in grammar there's a difference in how they are formed, one irregular verb, one regular verb, right? Which one is the regular verb? Miss. And we also noticed that with miss, you keep the same form for the noun as well as the verb. But when we do lose, we have to change it to, what did we change it to? Loss, right? Cool. Now, let's look at how we use it a little differently. So we're going to start off with lose, because I don't want to lose you right now, right? That means reduce your attention on me. Right, so lose. Lost is the past tense, right? In Canada, or America, England for that matter, when you don't have your keys, you don't know where they are, you had them somewhere, but they're gone, you're going to say, I lost my keys. You can go to the lost and found, and if they, you know, you ask nicely, maybe they have them. We use, in this case, lose or lost for keys, your phone. Look at the iTalk. I don't want to get sued by Apple. It's an iPhone. It's cheap. I'm poor. Anyway, so it's iTalk. You listen. Okay, iPhone. You lose these things. These are things you can lose. You can lose a book. You can lose your mind and go crazy. Okay. Now, the other thing you can lose, which is different, is a game. So when we talk about games, if you like football or soccer or hockey or baseball, you can lose the game, which means not win. A lot of times people know win, we win, we win. They don't understand lose. Now, we had somebody who did a really great lesson on lose and loser. Ronnie, you should go check her out. She's got a lot, lose, loser, and all that. It's a really good video. Anyway, you can also, hey, you can lose your job. It's not that your job is disappearing and you don't know where it is. I lose my job. I don't know where I leave it. I go find a job. No. What it means is you're fired. The company asks you to leave. And like a game, it's gone from you now. You don't have it anymore. Good? Let's look at miss. Miss. We said you don't have something, but the ways that you don't have something are a little bit different. In this case, miss. We can miss something like information. Maybe you say something and I'm working on, sorry, I missed that. What did you say? It means I did not see or hear what you said. I did not lose it, because to lose it means I had it and I don't know where it is anymore. I missed it as in it did not hit my ear or my eye. When you say, hey, did you see that guy over there? I go, no, I missed him. Who was he? You know, it's Mr. E and James coming live, right? No. Or did you hear what I say? No, sorry, I missed that. I was watching the television, meaning I did not get the information. So miss in this case means to not receive or get information. It doesn't hit you. There's no aim. Now, what about miss for transportation? This is one I hear students make many mistakes on because they always, not always, it's a bad word. They generally will say, I lose the bus, I lose the plane. My response, or what I usually say to them is, how do you lose a $13 billion aircraft? It's this big. How can you lose it? Do you need glasses? Because what they mean is, I did not connect. Remember, miss means connect, did not connect. I did not connect with the train, which means to join, or the airplane. So we generally use it for transportation. So when you miss something, you have to listen for context or how, what, why, and when they're saying it. Did I miss what you said? I'm sorry, I missed that. Can you repeat it? That one was for information. Or I could say, hey, sorry I'm late, I missed the bus. I did not miss information, I missed transportation. Okay? So a quick summary is, lose and miss. When you don't have something because it's been reduced, or you do not make contact, or you do not hit what you're looking for, that's when they have the same kind of meaning, right? Don't have something. How they differ, or how they're different, is losing is when we basically lose things, keys and phones, and we don't have them anymore. But losing can also mean your job or a game. Or you can lose your life. Yikes, right? It's gone. You don't have it anymore. You're dead. Missing something is to miss information. You don't hit what you're looking for. So the information was there. You didn't quite catch it. You can have an opportunity sometimes later to get it. Because when you miss information, I could say, I missed that. Can you tell me again? All right. When I lose it, I don't have it. It's gone. Same with missing a bus. Miss the bus now, get a bus in an hour. Cool, you like that? Hope you didn't miss anything. And we don't want to lose you as a brilliant Ingvid student. So I want you to go to www.ing, as in English, vid, as in video.com, where my friend Mr. E and I will take you on many adventures that you wouldn't want to miss. And, you know, don't want to lose you as a good friend. Come and watch the other videos, right? Remember, I told you, Ronnie's got a video on lose and loss. You're going to like it. Anyway, got to see you. See you in a bit. Ciao.